Michael Dinwiddie, is what I said
that right?
All right, hey Michael, how are you?
I'm fine, how you doing?
All right, good. So, you know, you and I got to talk. You were able to send me over something, the Good News broadcast, and we broadcast and let some people know. We got some friends here. Congratulations. Tell us about the day.
Well, it's going to be a great time. It is a great time. We're talking about Duke Ellington. It's its 118th birthday, and we're just celebrating. We've got people from every generation, people loving his music. We got tap dancers. We got artists. We got singers. We got everything. So we're excited.
Uh-huh. So how did you get involved with the organization?
I got involved with Mercedes Ellington a number of years ago. We worked on a couple of projects. I'm a playwright, and so I did a play with Andre DeShields, and I did another project called Cotton Club Rhapsody down at La Mama. And Mercedes directed them, and she worked with me. And so I got involved many, many years ago. And then recently, about 6 or 7 years ago, I came back on and became chair of the board about 4 years ago.
That's great. I got Mercedes actually behind you on the camera.
Oh, wonderful.
She is one classy lady.
Isn't she wonderful?
She's amazing. Sophisticated lady.
She's a sophisticated lady. She's amazing. Next month, we're going to do an activity at the Paley Center where we interview Mercedes. She was the original and first African-American June Taylor dancer. And so we're going to look at some of the raw footage and the footage that's there at the Paley Center here in New York, Media Center.
Yeah, I know it very
well. Yeah, I was going to say. And then we're going to have her talk and meet people in the audience and talk about her experience with the June Taylor dancers, which
wow.
is pretty remarkable.
When is that?
That's going to be on May the 19th.
Really?
Yes, from 4 to 6. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. We're going to promote that.
That'll be
you
great.
Know, we'll go 52nd Street. Mr. Paley is one of my employees, former being a CBS guy.
Wow.
Years,
fantastic.
So, and that place is doing so well.
It really is.
We love it because it kept alive television and talking and entertainment. It's become such a versatile location.
We've had great activities and things there at the Paley Center. We had a screening of a film called Drum is a Woman, which was a piece that Ellington put together in 57, and it was screened on television and nowhere else, and it was only at the Paley Center. So we had Carmen de Lavallade, and we had Candido Camaro. These are the original people in the production of it there to talk to people who were interested in the Duke Ellington Center for the Arts.
Beautiful. What's good news for you, Michael?
The good news is it's a beautiful day. Everybody's having a good time. The music is great. We've got a great crowd here, and we're going to come back in a few minutes and continue the rest of the day.
All right, beautiful. I'm going to ask you one last question.
Yes.
Because I think it applies to what we're doing here today. We're involved with World Peace, International Day of Peace, September 21st. I asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them?
Peace is having the ability to exist with others in ways that are meaningful and ways that help you and them grow.
I love it, Michael. Thanks so much for
Thank
sharing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay.